This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another cup of sunshine. I bid you good day. Hello. It's the DJV program, Monday, February the 1st. We are into the second month of the year on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, Jay, Jen, Victoria. So, highlight of the morning, well, there are lots of things going on. I think one of the things that I was thinking a few minutes ago, I was reading a statement from a lawyer about something. I don't know why this, it sort of kicked me into a serious place for a moment. And then I was thinking about expectations because the lawyer is telling me that I have to have realistic expectations on what will happen in this particular event. And I wonder how many of us, if again we believe in the spirit-mind-body connection, believe that our mind can do really amazing things. We highlight that sort of conversation on our weekly Your Hidden Power podcast. But I'm going to share something with you that is very personal, but yet it happened to me again over the weekend. My dear friend, who was my neighbor and colleague, we had a lot of similar interests and we enjoyed each other's company since I knew him first in 1977. He's been a part of my life ever since then. And he passed away over the weekend in Jupiter, Florida. And as it happened, I was supposed to go down there this past weekend to see him. I was going to go down for the weekend just to get out of the damn cold. It was 14 below zero here Saturday. It's the coldest it's been since 2015. So I decided I was going to go down a couple of weeks ago, and then things changed. I had some folks that were coming that were investors, and so I had to stay home. So at 3:00 Saturday afternoon, I'm driving by this fellow's house up here. He lives in Florida in the winter and up here in the summertime. I drive by his house, and I have the weirdest, strangest feelings. I'd gone down. He has a backfield. I picked up a wagon that I'd left there, a hay wagon, a few months ago. And I was just looking at the house, and everything was so, it was kind of just dark. And then at 9:00 Saturday night, I got a call from his wife saying that he had died. And I said, Madeline, what time did he die? 3:00. As I was going by that house, the guy died. Mm-hmm. And I felt it. Isn't that, I mean, what do you,
that people that say, happens ooh, when you're connected ooh. To somebody.
Yep. Yeah, I suppose maybe that's what, yeah, maybe that's mm-hmm. what it is, Jennifer. Yeah, anyway. All right, NASA, and well, speaking about things that are out of this world, the spacewalk. How many people go to NASA.gov right now? Keep the audio on because they don't have any audio anyway, listening to us. But if you want to see something really fantastic, thinking about it gives me goosebumps to think about the technology that allows us to see these two, this man and this woman outside in
the... Oh, it's actually two guys. I was wrong.
I thought there was a woman out there.
There was a woman who I saw on the inside of the hatch when they were preparing to go out. But the cool thing is it's the two guys, and we remember this, we talked about it here, Michael Hopkins and Victor Glover. They're the two who flew together on SpaceX, the Dragon crew.
Ah, yes.
And remember one of them had the little dinosaur or whatever for their kid, and it was kind of floating around. And so
I thought they came home. Didn't they come back?
No, I don't think so. These guys, they went up on the SpaceX Crew Dragon Resilience
I think
spacecraft.
Something else, a couple of others came back, but not them.
Yeah, and so these two are, there are two scheduled spacewalks. One is happening right now, and they're going to do some maintenance, and they're upgrading batteries. And then there's a second spacewalk that's coming up, and I think both Hopkins and Glover they're going to be doing both of those.
Very cool.
Yeah, you can see it right now. They just popped out of the hatch.
NASA.gov.
Floating around, and it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Jennifer, can you explain something, please, to me as our resident Republican? The tougher voting rules. There are a lot of lawmakers that are trying to, and this is not only going to Washington, but apparently a lot of states are pushing for, and I think this is appropriate, by the way. I think we have many, many, many holes. We were talking about, I was meeting with some friends of mine yesterday about getting a candidate to run for mayor, and we were talking about how things will be different this year because in Massachusetts they have mail-in ballots now, and it increased the turnout by 30%. So what does that do to how you figure how to get the votes? So we're addressing it to a point. I don't like mail-in voting, frankly. I think it just opens up the door to all kinds of stuff. But that's just one of the many things that's changing. And we've seen all of this angst about voting since the election or during run-up to the election. So what if some of these plans apparently are moving pretty swiftly in some of the states to change the turmoil that occurred. Do you know what the bottom line is with some of this stuff?
The root of the problem is that many states change the rules of their election right before the election because of COVID-19, right? Using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
And so you had a lot of governors who acted unilaterally to change rules. In California, a judge smacked down Gavin Newsom for instilling universal mail-in without the state legislature approval. Yeah. And it boggles my mind.
Did that get thrown out?
It'll be tied up now until the next election to see if it sticks or not. Unfortunately, one decision does not make it or break it. So the reason that you start now is because you want to get things fixed before 2022. So the reason this is a thing is that it's going to take a while, right? Because one decision leads to someone challenging that and then back and forth all the way through the courts. So I think part of the issue, and I laugh because I've made California a verb, is that the nation got California during this election.
That's pretty clever.
And so
yeah, I like that.
A lot of the rules that have been rolled out or attempted to roll out in California have been adapted by other states. And the problem is that they just don't work. I wouldn't have a problem with universal mail-in. I have no problem with absentee ballots. If you request one, there's accountability because you've requested your ballot and you get it. I have a huge problem with universal mail-in because they don't commit to cleaning up the voter rolls. And I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I promise you this, for me, is not politically motivated. It's about the fact that I've had listeners to my program in L.A. send me a picture of 18 ballots, and I'm not kidding. 18 was the number of ballots that were sent to one single residence.
Wow.
Because the voter rolls are so bloated. And
my
God. I'm in New Jersey, okay? And we know that when we've talked about this, and I've kind of marveled at it, this is the first time we've ever had universal mail-in ballots in the history of New Jersey, too. And I live in an apartment complex that has a lot of turnover. We live right next to, in between two hospitals. It is, when I moved in here, when we moved in here 2 years ago, we had mail coming to us for at least a year and a half that just had a million different names on it of other people who had lived here. It's a lot of medical residents and nurses and people who are, you know, they do 6 months and then they move. I was expecting to get multiple ballots sent to our mailbox. We only got just me and just Lewis. That was it. And I've checked with other people. I don't know how California messes things up so badly.
Well, that's the point.
It's not just California. I mean, I've had people from across the country with this. Yes. Oh, 100%. But I've had people across the country who have given me similar examples. Like when I've talked about this on America First and other national programs that I do like this one, people will be able, will give me examples from all over. I think. And I don't know, but you're the person I talked to in New Jersey, Victoria. It seems like New Jersey, maybe because of its size, has been able to make a commitment to clean up the voter rolls. But as you let as you let those voter rolls get bloated, you leave yourself open for so much fraud. And I'll tell you the story. In California, they made ballot harvesting legal in 2018, and Republicans got shellacked in California with congressional races.
Explain what it means to ballot harvest, please.
Ballot harvesting is something that the Democrats in the state of California fought for, and it means that I can go to a nursing home and pick up 50 ballots, help people figure out how to vote if they don't know how, and then go turn them in for that person. So it's not like one person, one vote. I can show up without identification and just drop off 200 ballots and say, here you go, and drop them off. So that was legal, and it killed Republicans in 2018. So Republicans then got smart and said, well, we better learn how to ballot harvest too. So they did. And in 2020, we won back many of those congressional seats that we had lost. And so the reason that I say this is just bad practice is that sometimes it's going to work for Democrats, and sometimes it's it's going to work for Republicans. Whoever can spend the most money gaming the system is going to be on top. And that's not how elections should be done in this our country.
Nope, not at all. All right. President Biden is meeting with some Republican senators to try to get the relief bill through.
He has not said he'd meet with them yet. Calling on him.
I think he's going to
meet with anybody who wants to meet with him. I mean, that seems to be his plan. But they only came in with 600 million or something? It's way below.
Because they're stripping out all the pet projects. They're stripping out all the climate change stuff, the $15 an hour federal minimum wage, all that stuff. They're saying this is just corona relief. And so let's do this and do the rest later.
Here's a picture. We're just talking about visualization, how the radio is so great to paint verbal pictures, the NASA thing. But now I want you to close your eyes and think about the protests that we all saw in Washington on Election Day and, you know, some of the stuff that's happened since then. And then imagine where else that could happen. If you were to go to Moscow at this very moment and look at pictures of what's going on there right now, you'd think it was Washington Redux. There are rallies, protests, thousands.
Bigger than what happened in Washington, actually.
Right. The jailed opposition leader, whose name is Navalny, has captured the imagination of people who hate bad Vlad. And man, has he got a problem on his hands. He can shoot as many people. He can't shoot them all. And it's the same.
It's Russia. I don't know. I don't even want to put that out there, but I think that's going to be next. This is just, it's getting
very bad there. Yeah. And in China, the same thing is happening. You don't see the sort of, at least they get in news cameras and stuff, get in, or people are getting out because they don't have the kind of controls on social media in Russia that they do in China. But the same thing, if not worse. If you were to, Washington might be 3, Russia might be 2, China is 1 in terms of the kinds of protests going on now.
Yeah. Did you see over the weekend that, so many people and Britain allowed this and said people who wanted to flee from Hong Kong were welcome to go to England?
I did not see that, no.
And there are a lot of people who did. They took England up on it. They got their visas. They did everything the right way and, you know, went in legally. And now they expect that number to swell to hundreds of thousands of people from Hong Kong are going to be moving to Britain. I don't know how Britain's going
to
handle
it. Welcome
to
Brexit, part
small.
2.
Yeah. Well, but it's all legal, and they said that they were welcome. So they're going to have to start, I guess, capping the number of legal immigrants or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be a big problem for them. Their resources, I mean, they're an island.
Being
you
taxed.
Know, people forget that. There's not enough for the people who are there.
Yep. 19 after the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers,
we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. It's social media time. Thanks to the gracious Jay. Jay Kirshner is here, and we've got a lot of engagement going on with you on our socials at DJV Show. Comments about the sea lion, that mystery cancer. I'd be interested to hear what people have to say about that. And the biggest story of your lifetime. We're going to check in with Jay in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
All right, so Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. The COVID question, is it the biggest story of our lifetime? What are you getting there? Where did Jay go?
For the most part, a lot of people are saying yes.
Wait a minute, let's start that over again because I didn't think people heard the first part of it. So.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, for the most part, regarding COVID-19 being the biggest story of our lifetime, a lot of people are saying yes. However, we are getting some other topics, like Bill Stevenson says 9/11 was the biggest story of our lifetime. Andy Brinkley says the Vietnam conflict and the Gulf Wars definitely should reign supreme.
Yeah.
But Phillips believes COVID is absolutely
well, it's good
the biggest
because we
story
have these
globally.
Memories. Jay, this is good memory stuff for me, and bringing up this does get us the opportunity to think back, okay, what is going on in my life? What has gone on in my life?
Yes.
You know, maybe people say the birth of my child is the most important, biggest story of my life.
Exactly.
Marrying
and
my wife, whatever, you know.
And how people are looking at it globally versus domestically. You know, in terms of domestic, what's the biggest story? In terms of global, what everyone's dealing with, a lot of people are saying COVID for sure.
Right. Yeah. All right. You asked people on Friday to post photos of what they were doing over the weekend. How'd that turn out?
Yeah, a lot of people are posting great photos. I mean, we're seeing photos of the grandkids, people hanging out with their fur babies. Cheryl posted a stunning photo of some deer in snow, and Denise Penner went to the beach. Huh? I don't know where Cheryl is, but Denise is in Alaska. And there's
She's at the beach photo.
Yeah, at the beach in Alaska. It is the most beautiful photo. You have to see it at DJB Show on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I posted a video of my grandson with his new karaoke thing that I got him for Christmas. He is such a character. My God, he's a riot. You can watch it if you like. I can either post it at DJV or you can, Jay, or I'll just go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DougStephan. And just that kind of stuff. People love, I get such a kick out of it. And other people look at that and they think, okay, well, maybe I'll get one for my grandson or whatever.
Yeah,
all right, so
karaoke all day, every day.
Right, yeah, yeah. All right, the sea lion cancer story.
Yeah, a lot of sea lions are dying of mysterious herpes-induced cancer that scientists are believing is caused from DDT exposure. Adam Metcalf tweets, this is making him tear up and fear that we have done irreversible damage to our planet. Crunchy almond butter. Hard to take somebody serious when you're referring to them as crunchy almond butter.
Yeah, right.
Also thinks our world is beyond repair and we need to figure out how to maintain without causing more damage.
Well, anyway, it becomes what you're thinking about the climate, what you're thinking about the atmosphere, what you're thinking about what the pollution situation is. All of those things kind of wrap into it. All right, lots of good conversation. Thank you and input. Keep it up. Very helpful. The DJV Show at DJV Show at 28 after the hour.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $17.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Chicago, Illinois Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Sunday evening that the city had not reached an agreement with the Chicago Teachers Union in an effort to get 70,000 kids back in school, but insisted the teachers get back to the classrooms.
Who do not report to work, and I hate to even go there, but we're going to have to take action.
Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey on Fox News says they remain at an impasse.
We're continuing to bargain. There's a handful of really difficult issues that remain. I think if they get creative and are willing to make compromises, this is something that can be solved. But, you know, right now we're not seeing the compromises at the table that we would need.
Chicago is the nation's third largest school district. Myanmar's military seized power on Monday in a coup against the democratically elected government and detained leaders. The army said it had carried out the detentions in response to election fraud, handing power to its military chief, imposing a state of emergency for 1 year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and masks. A new federal mandate kicks in Monday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Major League Baseball is balking at the upcoming baseball season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today is Monday, February the 1st. How do you do? What are you grateful for today? Maybe another question we keep in our mind through the course of each day. It's very interesting to get the knowledge. I think J.J. Kirshner is here, Victoria Keenan, Doug Steffen, Jay. And the knowledge is coming from sharing thoughts with all of us on the various social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. I think there was a gap before, Victoria. When I was a kid on the radio, we used to call it two-way radio. As people, you'd have lots of callers, and that was one of the original ways of promoting it. But lately I think we've gotten into sort of poor expectations with callers because everything's become so political, at least in a lot of the talk radio programs. That's not our bent here, but it hurts sometimes. And I'm grateful for the ability we have to share thoughts in different ways here and just share them on the air. For example, how many, we have 7 weeks till spring. I'm looking outside and seeing the snow. And what's going on in the Northeast? You've had snow down there. I think, Phil, you probably had some snow in Washington, gone up the coast. It's snowing where Victoria is in New Jersey. But Jay's down in Nashville. It's just cold and cloudy there, right?
No, we have snow. We have
a light dusting.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Nothing compared to what anybody else is really dealing with, but enough to shut down schools.
Yeah.
A little light dusting.
That's cool. What I get a kick out of today is we haven't got the kids are supposed to go back to class today for the first time since last November, and it was a snow day. The first day they're supposed to go back to school, which is, you know, that's another outrage, courtesy of the COVID thing. New COVID strains, people are talking about that. How are you running your business? If you're a small business person, and a lot of people that we hear from in social media, or I just get feedback because I'm a small businessman. I run a little broadcast company, production company, and that's what does all these programs. And so I feel like I have a lot in common, and the people who listen because I'm a farmer, you know, there are just a lot of small business folks who tend to take heart to what we do on this program. So I'm thinking about what's it going to take, the new business models. You know, we've talked about education a lot, and people want to go back to the old model. That is, get the kids in school, because that's the environment in which they really will learn. And whether it's the experience, whatever it is, you know, it would be a lot cheaper if everybody stayed home, right? Just use the device, no school buses, no buildings. The teachers could do from their own thing. I don't know what the situation is with your teachers in New Jersey, Victoria, or Jay, yours in Memphis. But here in my community, the superintendent and school committee hammered out a deal with the union, teachers union, on the circumstances in which they would go back to school. And that, as I said, was supposed to be today, having full-blown classes, everybody goes back to school, yada, yada. So on Friday, the president of the teachers union said to the school superintendent and the chairman of the school committee, well, we're rethinking this. We don't think we're going to go back to school. And so there's a huge uproar because they're trying to use this as a political way to get other things that they couldn't negotiate before in bargaining, you know, more money, less work, and, you know, things that were not a part, and they have their contract, and it isn't up for another couple of years. But now we're not going back to school until we get out. I mean, how the hell do these people get away with this? And under what circumstances in your community, maybe that's, I don't know what the question is or how we ask it at Jay or Victoria, but I know that I resent the hell out of that kind of posturing, and it's no wonder. And what do the kids learn from that? I think that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't have kids, so I'm really not plugged into this scene at all. But
no, I understand.
I have
that,
friends who are teachers, and they have wanted to be back in the classroom from the beginning because that's, you know, where kids are thriving. And there's just, you know, there's also such a huge difference between the public school system and the private school system.
Yep.
Private
yep.
schools have actually had kids back in class, in person, and they've been doing, you know, a lot of parents who have the money have pulled their kids from public school and have enrolled them in private because that's where the kids are actually in the classroom. I understand, obviously, teachers want to be safe and they want to be in a safe environment.
Well,
that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, there are...
A little
but
overboard.
That, well,
here.
No, I mean, there were certain places across the country that were not putting any, there were no safety protocols
as
a priority
weren't,
you know.
That wasn't the case here. That was not
well,
the case.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's going on up there. I only know from my friends who are teachers, both in public and private school.
It's not about the kids. It's about them. It's not about the children in school. It's all about them.
Well, we've had kids
drama.
In school in New Jersey, so it seems to be fine. And there are multiple studies which, you know, have said that there is, as I think the headline was, scant evidence that the virus is spreading from kids
yes.
in school.
We talked about that last week.
Right.
Remember?
And so, and President Biden has said, you know, in within his first 100 days, he wants every kid back in school in person. So that's why he's really pushing for that. And, you know, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, is a teacher herself. And I think that she also has...
What level? Junior high school?
College.
College.
College level. And she has, you know, she's been advocating for getting kids back in school because she knows the benefits of it. So
hopefully
we can figure it out and move forward.
I think if you look around at all the vaccine news, more of it is good than not under the circumstances. Things are better. A lot of people are realizing with the shots and with the... activity. You know, it isn't being run particularly well in some places. Like my state of Massachusetts, that's a mess.
I'm so surprised by that because you guys did really well in the beginning of
Baker's
containing it. And, you know,
disgraceful.
I don't know what happened.
Well, there apparently have been some deaths for people who had the vaccine that maybe, well, I don't know, I don't understand. There's a study going on at Johns Hopkins about why people die after they have the vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a...
I don't think that the preliminary conclusions or hypotheses, I don't think it's that the vaccine is killing people. I think that there are people who are already vulnerable and already high risk, and I think it's coincidental that they've gotten the vaccine but then still died from something else. I think that's most likely what we'll probably find. Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack could probably really elaborate on that, but I don't think they're going into this study looking to find if the vaccine is killing people, because don't think that that's the case.
The definition of a vaccine is it's considered effective only if it prevents people from coming down with any degree of the illness.
Right.
And so how do you know that until after the fact?
Right.
I mean, think about rabies. We all get rabies shots as kids, right? Tetanus shots as kids. You get the Salk vaccine, polio vaccine as kids. And, I don't know anybody who's getting polio anymore. I don't know anybody who has rabies. I don't know anybody who has tetanus. Viruses are very, very
effective.
Do they
get polio vaccines anymore?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, they still do.
They do?
They do.
Okay.
So, Jay, as you're confronting this as a mother, getting shots when you're, a hot subject on our program because the two doctors who are associated with the program disagree, vehemently. One is for vaccines, the other is not. So how have you and your husband decided what to do with Mac, your 7-month-old baby, in terms of vaccines?
We're full into the vaccines in our household. We respect other people's choice to do vaccines or not do vaccines. Mac has had all of his shots to date. But regarding COVID, I mean, I get all of my shots. My husband does not get the flu shot because he is one of those people that typically, years he doesn't get the flu shot,
sick.
He does not get sick with the flu. When he does get the flu shot, not only does he get sick, but he gets me sick as well.
Right.
And I always get the flu shot. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, though, it's just, it came out so quick. I'm unsure of it. I'm not rushing to get it. I do want to get it eventually, but I mean, I'm not rushing to get it.
Well,
but as far as the childhood vaccines, Mac is, he's getting all of them. He's had his first dose of the flu shot because babies have to have it separated into two doses. He's getting his second dose next week.
Yeah. So this is something, though, and I'm thinking about the virus and people's expectations. The other side is, we were talking about this earlier, about how the spirit-mind-body connection, sort of you're thinking, okay, I got the shot, and maybe I'm getting better, or I'm just thinking I'm going to get a shot, and it's better for my mind. This business about whether this is going to get rid of everything, no, it will not. Most people who look at these viruses and others, like SARS is still around, Ebola is still around, you develop an immunity, the common cold, this coronavirus is probably going to boil down into becoming a cold, in essence. You're not going to eliminate it, but you will, in some way, shape, or form, get it down so that the life is normal. But for those of you who think that the vaccine is going to get rid of it, or it will go away, no.
It
will
not. Not how viruses work.
No. They're there.
Yeah.
That's why when we're gone, the viruses and bacteria will be running the planet. It won't be, it's pretty, it's kind of scary when you get right down to it. The COVID farm aid has been much discussed, and there's a lot of rollback, Victoria, from when Trump's people dispersed the money the wrong places. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And we'll celebrate National Freedom Day as we continue here on the DJV program. I've been talking about the ways for you to use tools that are at your disposal to help yourself get better and stay better. And the Navage nasal care system that uses a device, you can use the powered suction to flush out the germs and that sort of thing. You find that at Navage.com. But we've introduced a sort of new item into the discussion today. It's called Clear. X-L-E-A-R is how you spell it. It's pronounced Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that will hydrate you through the day. So you clean out your nose with Navise. This is an entirely separate company, entirely separate product, but I'm putting the two of them together because I think it's a great way to have a natural treatment for this that will last all day, every day, and it'll improve your chances of not getting sick. And that's really how this works. You can go to xlear.com, buy it there. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it over the counter at your drugstore, grocery store. It's all over the place. So especially natural retailers, because this is a natural product as well. That's why I like it. I've got it, and we're all using it. Pronounced Clear, but spelled X-L-E-A-R. This is the all-day refreshment. After you clean out in the morning with Navage, use this spray, and you'll keep yourself clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. We're in that season. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, a couple of quick things here. It's National Freedom Day, commemorating the day in 1865 when President Lincoln signed what would become the 13th Amendment, effectively ending slavery. That's why it's called National Freedom Day, first celebrated in Philadelphia on this date in 1942. And then President Truman signed the proclamation appointing February 1st as National Freedom Day. And that's kind of how Black History Month came about. That's why February was decided to be the month, because of this leading off the month. So we have that. I mentioned that the Biden administration has suspended all COVID-related farm aid for review because somebody has woken up to the fact that $2.3 billion in money was misspent under the old administration. I've been talking about this. 87% of the payments that were used before went to farms that shouldn't have gotten it. That's a real wallop, man, when you see how the family farmers are suffering.
What was that percentage? 80 what?
87%.
Wow, I had no idea it was that bad. I mean,
well, the money has been going to places like Tyson Foods, too, and those damn Smithfield, the Chinese that own Smithfield, you know how much money they got? I mean, it's out. How in the world we have put up with this stuff? I want you to know it. That's why I'm talking about it. So that's the latest there anyway. 10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Chuck Curry is not with us today, but we have box office totals. I have a review of The Little Things. We got some things that are happening at Netflix that we'll talk about here. There's a new Britney Spears documentary. I don't know how many people are going to get excited about that, but we'll find out.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. Okay. All right, so we'll get into that wheelhouse in a moment. Here, Victoria Keelan, Doug, Stefan, and Jay. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. All right, we're at 54 after the hour on the DJV program. It's Movie Moments. I'm going to first talk about Seeing the Little Things, the Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto movie came out over the weekend. I have been told that if I spoil it, Victoria's going to get into her car and come up here, and it'll be in big trouble. So I will tell you that it was a good movie. It isn't as dark. The trailer leads you to believe it's going to be darker than it is. It isn't dark. It's just, although a lot of it happens at night, but it's not that kind of dark. Leto, I don't know that much about him. You all seem to know a lot about him. Not an appealing character in this thing. Anytime I've seen reference to him, he's always looking like a creep.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's his deal
that's
or
true.
Not, like my pal Tucker likes to play bad guys, although he's not in the TV show he's in. But it's one of those things, maybe typecasting. Rami Malek is a weird-looking dude who doesn't play a weird role. He's a standard-issue cop in this movie, but he plays it well. And he doesn't. It comes across as he not quite knowing what to do with Denzel Washington. It's kind of like he's in awe of working with Denzel Washington, who plays he put on weight. He looks old. And that's the way he's supposed to look. He looks old and tired in this movie. But it really is it's a good movie if you want to see it. Did well. What was the box office total on this, Victoria?
This past weekend was the opening weekend, and it made $4.8 million domestic.
Yeah.
Pulled in another $2.8 international. So the total for the weekend is $7.6 million. There was another figure that I had originally seen that said $11 million. I have no idea what that was based on, but these are the breakdown numbers. So,
how many new people would sign on to HBO to get this movie? That's another thing, because it's on HBO as well.
It's on HBO
right?
Max. Yeah, that's how we're going to watch it. I do not know. I don't think this moved the needle in terms of bringing new people into HBO
really?
Max.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman 1984 was the big push.
Yeah,
everybody signed
up,
including us, for that.
Yeah.
But this opened in 2,100 theaters. I'm trying to remember back when like things were normal. How many theaters would a movie 4, normally open?
Half as many. And when the theater I went to see it, it was a fairly new theater. It was quite busy. The parking lot was full. 25% capacity, and the movie was sold out in the four theaters that it was playing in. And there, the other stuff is still playing around, but I think it's a worthwhile movie. It's what you would expect from Denzel.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it's what you'd expect.
This.
Good. Netflix Bridgerton breaking records. So you'll have to talk about this. I think you have talked about it. It's a drama set in Britain.
Yeah.
In the early 1800s, you've been fairly excited. You both watched this?
Yeah, I'm only two episodes away from the finale. So I love it. I love it. It's very polarizing, though. Some people, like within my friend group this weekend, some said they don't like it. They thought it was cheesy or whatever. I love it. It's a little bit of escapism. The cast is beautiful. The costumes are beautiful. I love it. It's fine.
Okay.
I have no issue.
There's a new Britney Spears documentary that's coming out, and I said, who's going to watch that? And the two ladies jumped all over
this. The three of us. Jen's all over this, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a 75-minute film that takes you through her days on Star Search, the Mickey Mouse Club, her romances with Timberlake and Federline, and the breakdowns and stuff. So this is supposed to start, I think, this Friday, right?
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
This Friday,
All right, the Britney Spears documentary. There you go. Guess I'm in the minority there. It's 50.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.